The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of HeartMenders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded HeartMenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He has healed, strengthened, and matured us. Early on, He told us to give out to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go to a new level. With others in my family, we are now in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evening at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue. There we share and we pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and I'm so glad to have you with me today. For those of my regular listeners, you will remember that last week was Mother's Day, and I had on my program my daughter, Catherine. And my son, Stephen, has been on the program with his wife, Karen, and other programs. But we all are serving the Lord, and I'm so grateful for that. Some of my grandchildren are, and we're working on the rest of them through prayer, not through pressure, just believing God for His best plan for their lives. But because we are at Mother's Day and going into Father's Day next month, just before Catherine was on, I spoke one time about children and the things that the Lord was showing. HeartMenders has an initiative right now praying for children, and they're so on our heart. We want the children to be blessed and not harassed by the enemy to steal away from them. But there are other family issues as well. The parental issues, there's so much healing that needs to take place in our hearts. Most of us grow up with maybe less than perfect parents. I don't know anybody that's had quite perfect parents. Some have had better parents than others. Some of us have parents we really do appreciate, and we have parents we appreciate in some ways, and in other ways we don't appreciate them, and some people don't appreciate theirs in any way. So there's lots of degrees of parental relationship, but we need to look at that from the Father's, Heavenly Father's viewpoint. He created us to be a family with Him as the Father and we as the children. And He replicated that in the human family so that the parental position ministers grace to the next generation just as our Heavenly Father ministers grace to us. Now, unfortunately, most of us have not been raised by people, as I say, that did that right. The only complete whole family that I have discovered so far is the Holy Trinity. The rest of us were at least in the flesh part of the time. Our parents were, and they were raised by people who, again, raised children out of their own hurts and woundings in the flesh. And so there's been some families that knew the Lord to the point that they really walked that love walk and imparted things to their family. And I'm always so excited to find those kinds of families, and there are some. I'm not saying that they're not, but it just not the Father's plan that any of us be wounded in our family of origin, but it is the enemy's plan that we be wounded there. And he has done a nifty job. He started right in after the fall, creating division between the parents when they had children. There was enough strife and division had already come into the earth because of the fall that you see these two first brothers at odds with one another and ending in a murder of one. That is tragic. Tragic. And we will talk about the brothers some more next week, but I want to get back to the parents. The pattern that the parents set for the home is critical. I had an email for prayer this week. Yet another father who had left the home as his oldest child reached puberty. That is so much a pattern of the enemy, because the fathers are so wounded from their own childhood, have so much against their own father. They don't want to be like him. And then they are faced with raising children. And as that child, those oldest ones get to be teenagers, they're confronted with their own not knowing how to father and parent those children. It's tough to parent children. And you have to have some wisdom. You have to get some help. You have to know how to get the answers. And the Lord has answers. Other godly parents can help young parents, but God has answers for that. And the first thing we need to do is to get our own hearts right toward our parents. And some people will throw up their hands in despair and say, there is no way that I can honor my father or my mother or both. There is no way. They were just failures. But the scripture tells us in the Ten Commandments, giving us keys to life, to honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the earth. There is a promise of a prosperous life connected to honoring your father and your mother. So there is more to it than just being nice at Thanksgiving or Christmas or whenever you see them, or sending birthday cards. There is a heart attitude of honor. And perhaps that parent was a wounded person, and they in turn wounded you terribly. However, their position as your parent must be honored. The fact that you came to earth through them, and that was your heavenly father's choice. You don't shake your fist at God and say, why did you give me this parent? Nothing is too hard for him to bring you through and deliver you and make it a testimony to his grace. He doesn't put you with someone that is hard for you to be permanently wounded, or even you have in you the gifts from heaven to respond accurately even then. But most of us don't. Most of us don't remember the things that were put in us in heaven. Hardly anybody does. Jesus did, but hardly anybody now does, because the enemy comes in with such wounding even before we're born in infancy to make us feel betrayed or hurt, anything to separate us from our connection with our Heavenly Father and our earthly parents. That is a specific strategy that the enemy uses to harden our hearts toward our earthly parents, so that our hearts will be hardened toward our Heavenly Father. And if we don't recognize that pattern and resist it, we will not have the blessings that the Lord is flowing through generations. You may have heard that there are generations that have curses that come from one generation to another. And I believe that that is true. It's scriptural. However, Genesis 20, verse 6 says that those are limited by the grace of God to just a few generations, but the blessings flow for 1,000 generations. So God has the blessing in mind when he tells us to honor our father and our mother. And the way that we do that is we see them as the Lord sees them. He knows the woundings that they had. He has forgiveness ready for them if they receive it. But you can, by forgiving them, set yourself free from any bondages that have come on you. Most of us are familiar somewhat with Joyce Meyer's testimony of a life of abuse. And now she's a strong, loving woman of God with a healthy family. So many people, not quite so publicly, have similar testimonies. Many people have had things in their background. My family's had things in our background that would supposedly eliminate you from ever being healed, from ever having a healthy family, from ever representing the love of God in any way. But God is so desirous of showing off the gifts that his son provided for us, that he, when Jesus was on the cross, he took every wounding, every betrayal, every abandonment, every hurt emotionally or physically, every harsh word that was ever spoken. He took that on the cross so that we might walk free. And by setting our hearts before the Lord to honor our father and our mother, because he gives us that direction, that piece of wisdom that is a key to our life, then we can walk in a healthy way. We can have things returned to us that we thought were lost because we have set our hearts right before the Lord, because he doesn't stop with just a little bit, just barely making it right. He comes with mighty blessings, things beyond what you could ask or even think. We're going to a commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon. I'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to HeartMenders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK on your dial. Welcome back to HeartMenders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon, and I'm so glad to have you with me today. We are in the season between Mother's Day and Father's Day, so we're talking about families and some family issues, which is a big, big part of what HeartMenders helps people with. So we're talking today about parental issues. I know that we have some CDs on parental issues, and included in that is a testimony that I give about my healing toward my mother. Now, my mother came to the Lord some years before I did, but the time she got us prayed out of the situation that we were in, she was the president of the Fort Worth Prayer Fellowship, and she was a strong woman of the Lord. Wonderful Christian lady, but that is not who she was when I was growing up. And I had a lot of wound and hurt from my mom, and it took me a couple of years, the Lord working with me and helping me to get healed to a huge degree. And I won't go into all the details, but it started with my being prayed for and being set free from a stronghold that had prevented me from seeing her clearly. I didn't understand why some other people in the family had problems with her. I was just so used to her, you know. But once that stronghold was gone, I could see. Then I had anger issues. And it took me 2 years to work through that, choosing to forgive, praying through, letting go of specific things, my husband praying for me, other people praying for me, as I'd work through those periodically over 2 years. And then the Lord just came into his presence one day at his instigation. And he just totally lifted off every bit of that from me. And I'm so grateful. My mother's relationship and mine with her just totally transformed. And I was walking the love walk the best that I knew, but it just was not hard to do that anymore after that experience with the Lord. And through her last years or days, the last few months of her life, she was ill, and I was able to go and help with her caregiving and do it with such grace and with such real love for her. And I'm so grateful God can do those kind of things. He can just change the way you have perceived people, change the way that you respond to people, just do a tremendous work in your life if you will only cooperate with him. Choose to go the way of his word. I was honoring his word that said to honor your father and your mother. Now, my dad had already gone to heaven, and I really didn't have the issues with him that I had with her. And so I was just trying to be faithful to the word, and he took me on a road of setting me totally free from the emotional bondage and baggage that I had carried all those years. So he can do the same for you. Now, my son has a testimony of being healed toward his dad because although my husband became a very much of a father figure to many people, he was not a great father when the children were little. Now, he was a good playmate, and I read him books and stuff that when they were tiny. But once they got school age, about the age he was when his dad died, he just had no clue. He didn't relate well to them, just continually wounded them by his neglect. It was really not a good scene in our home. And even after we got born again, it took several years for that transformation toward being a father really took hold because he had to be healed of wounds of his own. And so my son was grown and had children of his own before he began the process of being healed toward his dad. But that time came, he responded to the opportunity. It got to where they were talking just several times a week on the phone and just enjoying each other's company. Not too long before my husband passed away, Steve was able to come back and begin to help us with our family business. We had, and that was the third or fourth attempt to do that, but it worked this time because the heart had been changed, and their hearts were changed. God is just one to help us with that. The enemy has taken so much territory from us, stolen joy and happiness and good communication from our families. And as we learn to pray for our families and pray for our children and pray for our brothers and sisters and our parents, it's going to open new views of family life and help you heal your own heart. I have messages called Children and Brothers that I'm offering this month. It's available for $17 by mail. It's two CDs. Please call 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. And we take Visa and MasterCard. We also have others on the parent issues. If you're interested, we've offered those before, you can inquire. You may also make a call to give a tax-deductible donation. HeartMenders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners help us to reach out to a hurting world. If this ministers to your heart, perhaps you would like to be one of our partners and help us to reach other people who are in need. You may also send prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. So we want to help you and your family to get some of these issues that have caused friction in your family, help you to become a living witness of the healing grace of Jesus Christ. Because the plans of the Lord to have whole, healthy, healed families is still available. And as we work with Him, and as we let Him work with our hearts, He can do that. He can do that. We don't have to let the enemy cut us off from the blessings. We need to have a revelation of the life-giving joy that the Father intends for families. And as only as we learn from Him, if you're a single parent and you're raising children, or if you didn't have one of your parents, you can go to Heavenly Father and He can instruct you, reparent you, help you to have the wisdom to be a parent. He is able to do that. We can sing of His love forever. He is so good, and He has ways to help you to whatever situation you're in as a parent or one who needs to be healed from things happening with your parents. Perhaps now you're a grandparent and you feel like your grandchildren are not being parented properly. Oh, the wisdom of the Lord, and how He can lead us in prayer, and how things can change and be turned around. It's just marvelous to watch and to be a part of. He plans for us to be generational, to receive the blessing and to be a blessing. Receive from generations before us and be a blessing to the generations after us. We just need to be willing and cooperative and work toward what pleases Him, and not step back into our own pain and fold up and say, oh, this is terrible, but there's nothing I can do. There is plenty that you can lend yourself to do in letting the Lord begin with you. Letting the Lord begin with you. That's what we have to do. The ball is always in our court. It's never, we have to wait for somebody else to change or somebody else to get healed. We can always go to our Heavenly Father and respond to that which He has initiated. He has got a plan for healing and being us to be free, walking in the joy and peace of the Lord, knowing His love, and being able to love with our whole heart and without fear. He is a gracious and merciful Father. He knows all about parenting. And I thank you for being with me this morning on News Radio KTOK 1000 on your dial. This is Carol Gordon, and I trust this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and relationships. You can have all the promises of help from heaven that you will pursue. HeartMenders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. Child care is provided for children up to age 12. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org.